Today is Monday, March 4th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and the Morning Announcements is your daily five-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. This episode is brought to you by Quince. Who doesn't love the good things in life? Even though I love a little luxury, it doesn't mean I always want to spend those prices. But now I have Quince. Quince is my go-to for luxury essentials at affordable prices. I've been wearing their cashmere garments all winter long and constantly getting compliments on them. So give yourself the luxury you deserve with Quince. Go to quince.com/morning for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning to get free shipping and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning. We're starting the week with updates from Gaza. Following the tragic death of over 100 Palestinians who were shot and/or trampled while trying to get humanitarian aid from convoy trucks last week, President Biden announced on Friday that the U.S. military will be carrying out aid drops of food and supplies into Gaza directly. Biden said that the airdrops would take place in the coming days, acknowledging that, quote, "We need to do more and the United States will do more, and the aid flowing into Gaza is nowhere nearly enough." He added that they are looking into the possibility of opening a maritime corridor to deliver larger amounts of aid. So you're telling me that there has been the option for a maritime corridor this whole time? In addition to that, Vice President Kamala Harris came out yesterday and called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Sounds like somebody may have heard that uncommitted vote in Michigan. The next several stories have us on the Kubi. On Saturday, Republican voters in Missouri, Michigan, and Idaho all chose Donald Trump as their candidate in their respective presidential primaries. It's expected that Donald will have enough delegates to officially clinch the nomination in the next few weeks, likely following Super Tuesday, a week from tomorrow, which Nikki Haley has stated that she will stay in the race for. So what has our future Republican presidential candidate been up to lately? At a rally on Saturday, Donald accused President Biden of waging a, quote, "conspiracy to overthrow the U.S. government," and being, quote, "the real threat to democracy," and that every day he is giving aid and comfort to foreign enemies of the United States. He continued, "Biden and his accomplices want to collapse the American system, nullify the will of the actual American voters, and establish a new base of power that gives them control for generations," end quote. And the reason I bothered to read that whole thing is because he just told you what he is doing. And on that note, we have some specifics. We've reported on Project 2025 from time to time on this show, but the dystopian specifics can be easy to forget. So as a reminder, Project 2025 refers to the transition plans that Trump and his allies are currently designing. Some of the plans that have been reported so far include implementing the Insurrection Act as soon as Trump is inaugurated to institute martial law, rounding up immigrants in camps and deporting them, and of course, rolling back over a century of civil rights, social services, and regulations. For example, clean air and water, and weekends. But in today's show, we want to call attention to their plan to overhaul the Department of Health and Human Services and rebrand it as what they're going to call the Department of Life. The goal of this department would be to create a, quote, "pro-life task force to ensure that all of the department's divisions seek to use their authority to promote the life and health of women and their unborn children." Emphasis on the unborn children. In case the dictator vibes weren't crystal clear enough, Donald has invited Hungary's authoritarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban to visit him at Mar-a-Lago this week. For some context, Viktor Orban has been in office since 2010 and is a proud promoter of what he calls illiberal democracy, while he has rolled back minority rights and seized control of the judiciary and media in Hungary. This is hardly Donald and Viktor's first brand collab. Orban has expressed support for Donald amidst his legal troubles last year, after Donald backed Orban's, quote, "re-election" in 2022. We're turning to Missouri for our next story, where you may or may not be aware that it's currently illegal for pregnant women to get a divorce. If you're into that, you can get more of it with Project 2025. This law has been in place for 50 years, but last week, Democratic Missouri state lawmaker Ashley Aun proposed legislation to overturn it. Her legislation, which would allow pregnant women in Missouri to finalize a divorce, already has bipartisan support, including Republican co-sponsors. In somewhat better news, for our final story, Walgreens and CVS announced on Friday that they will start selling abortion pills this month, in states where the medication is legally permissible. The announcement comes as the Supreme Court is scheduled to hear oral arguments on March 26th regarding the legality of access to mifepristone. A huge month for potentially terrible Supreme Court decisions. Thank you for listening to the morning announcements presented by Betches Media, and thanks again to our partner Quince. Quince is my favorite place to purchase luxury essentials at affordable prices. So give yourself the luxury you deserve with Quince. Go to quince.com/morning for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning to get free shipping and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning. And until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.